1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 1490 WLCX News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Wisconsin has joined a growing legal fight between states and the Trump administration. The state has filed a brief in support of Minnesota over federal immigration enforcement in Minneapolis. It comes after immigration officials shot and killed Green Bay native Alex Preddy over the weekend. WXCO's Isabella Nieto spoke with Wisconsin's top lawyer, Attorney General Josh Call.
Call says the concern is not immigration enforcement itself, but how those actions are being carried out.
It is about causing terror within an American city.
The brief argues that federal actions have crossed into unconstitutional territory by targeting communities in ways that harm state and local institutions. Call says the issue directly involves state sovereignty.
We've got state governments and federal governments. It's one of the ways that the founders of this country wanted to protect liberty.
Call says Wisconsin does not want to see similar enforcement actions expand into its own communities. Wisconsin's AG has spent most of the past year pushing back against what Call says are unlawful actions by the Trump administration. Call says his office has joined more than 40 multi-state lawsuits challenging federal decisions, including efforts to cut or freeze funding that Congress has already approved, like education funding, AmeriCorps, medical research, disaster mitigation, and more.
If we don't have a system where we're governed by the rule of law, that means we have people who can make arbitrary decisions that govern what happens in our lives.
Following the shooting over the weekend, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi called on Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to turn over voter rolls. Call says Wisconsin has refused to provide sensitive voter information, citing state law and privacy protections.
Isabella Nieto reporting. I'm Sholly Pittman for 1490 WLCX News. More news anytime at thelacrosseeagle.com.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Super Bowl 60 in San Francisco. The Packers formally announced that Jonathan Gannon is the team's new defensive coordinator. He's hiring a new staff of assistants to replace those that followed Jeff Hafley to Miami. Brian Gutekunst has been renewed as the general manager. He'll speak to reporters tomorrow in Green Bay. 8 years ago, Gutekunst beat out Elliott Wolf for the Packers GM job. Last night, I spoke to Wolf, who's here at the Super Bowl as the general manager of the New England Patriots.
What's going on with Green Bay? It's been 15 years for Green Bay. What do you say to those fans in Wisconsin?
I mean, I think Brian's doing a great job drafting free agency. He's got the right system in place. He's got a great process, and I think they have a great team.
NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They'll host the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks trying to snap a 5-game losing streak. Baseball, the Brewers announced they're leaving the FanDuel TV network and moving the games to the MLB network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and calm today with a high in the upper teens to near 20 this afternoon, and then temperatures will begin to drop a bit during the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to around or either side of zero for a low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.